And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 18th of February, 2009. It's the birthday of Toni Morrison, born in Lorain, Ohio, 1931. Started writing in her 30s. She was in an unhappy marriage, working as an editor, raising two kids. Went on to write 9 novels, including The Bluest Eye, Song of Solomon, Beloved, and in 2008, A Mercy. Won the Nobel Prize for Literature, 1993. It's the birthday of the poet and novelist Nikos Kazantzakis, born on the island of Crete in Greece, 1883. Finally got his break as a writer when he was in his 60s and he published Zorba the Greek, a novel about an intellectual goes to Crete with his peasant friend Zorba to manage a group of mine workers. Nikos Kazantzakis, who also wrote The Last Temptation of Christ, the story of the crucifixion from Jesus' point of view. It's the birthday of the novelist Wallace Stegner, born Lake Mills, Iowa, 1909. His father had dreams of striking it rich in the West. He tried farming in North Dakota and running a lunchroom in the backwoods of Washington State. He was a bootlegger in Montana, sold redwood trees in California, and finally tried to invent a machine that would detect gold in the ground. Not an easy childhood for young Wallace, but he grew to love the West and to write about it in his books, including The Big Rock Candy Mountain, Angle of Repose, and The Spectator Bird. And it's the birthday of the poet Audre Lorde, born New York City, 1934. Her books include From a Land Where Other People Live and The Black Unicorn. Here's a poem for today by Tony Hoagland, entitled History of Desire. When you're 17 and drunk on the husky late-night flavor of your first girlfriend's voice along the wires of the telephone, what else to do but steal your father's Eldorado from the drive and cruise out to the park on Driscoll Hill, then climb the county water tower and aerosol her name in spray can orange 100 feet above the town, because only the letters of that word Doris next door to yours in yard-high iridescent script are amplified enough to tell the world who's playing lead guitar in the rock band of your blood. You don't consider for a moment the shock in store for you in 10 A.D., a decade after Doris, when out for a drive on your visit home, you take the Smallville Road, look up, and see Ron loves Doris, still scorched upon the reservoir. This is how history catches up, by holding still until you bump into yourself. What makes you blush and shove the pedal of the Mustang almost through the floor as if you wanted to spray gravel across the features of the past or accelerate into oblivion? Are you so out of love that you can't move fast enough away? But if desire is acceleration, experience is circular as any Indianapolis. We keep coming back to what we are, each time older, more freaked out, or less afraid. And you are older now. You should stop today. In the name of Doris, stop. A poem by Tony Hoagland, History of Desire, from his collection Sweet Ruin, published by the University of Wisconsin Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. Edited by Noah Smith, written by Betsy Allister. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.